This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. China reports a sharp spike in deaths and infections from a new strain of coronavirus after the disease's epicenter of Hubei province changed detection methods. They now use computerized body scans instead of laboratory tests, boosting the total confirmed cases across China to about 60,000. The disease has spread to more than 20 countries, with Japan reporting its first death. She is the third confirmed fatality outside of mainland China, after deaths in the Philippines and Hong Kong. AP's Jackie Quinn tells us a second person evacuated from China because of coronavirus tested positive in Southern California.
The Centers for Disease Control says this isn't surprising that another evacuee flown to Marine Corps Air Station Miramar from Wuhan, China, has tested positive for coronavirus.
Most of the disease is in China. However, we can and should be prepared for this new virus to gain a foothold in the U.S.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier says this patient is now in isolation at a San Diego hospital, as is a woman who was mistakenly released but had to return after testing found her positive. Hundreds of people, including State Department families, are in quarantine at military bases in California, Texas, and Nebraska. And by the way, for people who are out in search of a face mask,
CDC does not currently recommend the use of face masks for the general public. This virus is not spreading in the community.
Admitting, though, that could change. I'm Jackie Quinn.
As international airlines have canceled flights to China amid fear over the coronavirus, Africa's largest air carrier, Ethiopian Airlines, has refused to do so. Despite mounting pressure, Ethiopian Airlines' CEO says there's no proof canceling flights would help contain the virus. He stressed the need for screening and cooperation with Chinese authorities. For more on this and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudan's transitional government says it has signed an agreement with families of the victims of the October 2000 bombing of the USS Cole. This is part of its effort to be removed from the United States' list of state sponsors of terrorism. The attack occurred while the USS Cole was refueling in Yemen, killing 17 sailors and wounding more than three dozen others, Al-Qaeda claiming responsibility. Sudan was accused of supporting them but denied any link to the bombing. The U.S. added Sudan to its list of state sponsors of terrorism in 1993, but since the ouster of longtime leader Omar al-Bashir last year, there have been talks about steps Sudan could take to earn removal. Pentagon Chief Mark Esper says the United States has secured a seven-day reduction in violence in talks to help seek a negotiated settlement in Afghanistan. The announcement came as NATO defense ministers met in Brussels and a day after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani reported notable progress in negotiations with the Islamist insurgents. NATO has agreed in principle to take over some of the training activities carried out by the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State terror group in Iraq. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance's role would consist of handling some of the coalition's current training activities.
In the first instance, this will consist of taking on some of the global coalition's current training activities. Ministers also agreed to explore what more we can do beyond this first step.
The move is a direct response to demands from the Trump administration for European allies to do more in the Middle East. President Donald Trump praises Attorney General William Barr for withdrawing the sentence recommendation for a convicted Trump confidant.
At a meeting with the President and First Lady of Ecuador, President Trump told reporters he doesn't want to say he's considering a pardon for Roger Stone, but he's glad the Justice Department overruled prosecutors who were seeking a 7 to 9 year sentence for his longtime confidant.
You have murderers and drug addicts, they don't get 9 years.
The four lawyers who prosecuted Roger Stone quit the case Tuesday night.
I didn't speak to him, by the way, just so you understand.
The President tweeted congratulations to Attorney General William Barr for the move. The Justice Department says the Attorney General will testify about the issue for the House Judiciary Committee next month. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants an investigation by the DOJ's Inspector General. Jennifer King, Washington.
A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to restore a free hotline allowing immigrants to complain about detention conditions. The group Freedom for Immigrants says access was revoked soon after the hotline was featured on a TV show last summer. The judge agreed with the group that criticism of detention conditions was a motivating factor behind the shutdown. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.